just for the team to get started like this and for both you to get the second half started in this manner?
Good start, offensively for us. Start the second half, scoring a lot of runs. Build momentum. For me, it's nice to finally, see some of the work that I put in, see some results there.
Yeah, after a couple days off, coming back and just kind of a little recharged, and it's nice to see that we're kind of firing on all cylinders with the offense there. So it's just kind of carrying that momentum forward, and it's nice to get a series win there.
How about just to think what you guys scored, six runs in each of these three games, and however many total, and you got Ronald coming back in a couple of days. How exciting is that?
Oh, exciting. What Ronald can do, it's tough to replace Ronald when he's firing on all cylinders. So we're swinging the bat well right now to get him back healthy and what he can do can just it's just going to be add a lot more pressure on the closing pitchers.
Austin, you talked about the work you've put in to have this series right after the break. Were you doing more work during the All-Star break on your swing?
No, I actually didn't do anything over the break. Just more of a mental break.
Okay.
The first half, it beat me up pretty good. Just a clear mind, working on, a few things, lower half and it's not one thing. It's a combination of things that we've been working on, all season and building the muscle memory of, you can do the right moves in the cage and everything looks right. And then, you get out there, face 100 and it's tough to repeat those movements. So without thinking about them. So when you're thinking about mechanics and trying to hit 100, it's hard. So being able to build some muscle memory there on a few things, and like I said, going out there and just focusing on what the pitcher's trying to do, it's encouraging.
What did you do over the break?
Went home, hung out with my family, chased my boys around. So it was nice.
Austin, does this weekend sort of serve notice that this offense is fine after what you guys went through in June?
Yeah.
Just reiterate, so you guys are.
We're a really good lineup up and down offensively. I feel like we've had some tough stretches there, kind of leading up to the break, just some travels and, guys playing every day. It's getting hot. So I think, that week right there with the break was just, like I said, just more of a, reset, just to, rest our bodies. And like I said, get back to capable of what we're able to be doing.
Drake, after this week having such a strong week, obviously things are going really well for you, and it's kind of really great to celebrate what you're going through right now. But a few weeks ago when you were struggling and stuff like that, we saw it visibly affect you and stuff like that. Now that that's in the past, what are the biggest things you've taken from that stretch and kind of how you're applying it right now?
Yeah, when you're in those stretches, it feels like it's impossible to get out of. But people around me just kind of being like, keep pushing, keep trusting what you're doing, keep trusting your teams, kind of get back into the flow of things and the big leagues, seeing big league pitching and all that stuff. So, a ton of credit goes to the people around me just kind of keeping me on the right track. And, kind of the first time had to experience something like that, so definitely more of a learning thing than anything. It's just going in there day in and day out, pitch by pitch, and just trying to be as locked in as possible with the best plan I can have. And you can't really search for results. I think it's more about the process of everything, trying to get the ball hard, trying to hit a good pitch, rather than just trying to swing at everything and get a hit. Because I feel like that kind of, looking back on it during that little bit of a slump, it was like I just wanted a hit. And it's like when you try to do that, you start chasing, you start swinging at bad pitches, you start having weak contact that doesn't help the team win. And I think just getting back to focusing on the process and just trying to hit the ball hard or hit good pitches so you take your walks and stuff like that, and then the results come from there.
Can you tell us about the stolen base and kind of what created that opportunity and where can I add to one?
Yeah, he was like, first pitch, we're going if you get on. So it was definitely quick. first pitch of the game swinging, and then, he looked at me, he's like, you good? I was like, yeah. And then just kind of tried to take my opportunity there. I haven't had too many of them, so it's still pretty new to me, but it's fun.
Go ahead.
That was premeditated before the game started, basically just look at the picture and thinking, if this opportunity is here, we're going to go?
Yeah, if the opportunity like arose and he was like, I'll let you know, and it did, and just tried to take advantage of that.
Was there an anticipation it was a breaking ball? Or?
I mean, we know that he likes to use his splitter and breaking ball, especially to a guy like Ozzy. You don't want to really just leave a fastball down the middle to him, because he can do some damage with it. So I think that was definitely part of it. And it's nice to run on breaking balls because it just takes that much longer to have the whole process get to second.
How, at what point in time when you hit the ball, when you're running the first, going to second, did you kind of think, that's pretty cool, two homer game, five hit game? Or two homers,
honestly,
five
thought,
hit game?
I thought it was a double. Or like, I saw it bounce and I didn't really know what was going on. So it took me a little bit to actually realize what was happening. I was almost in left field after rounding second because I was just kind of in a daze. I didn't know what was going on. But yeah, I mean, once I hit third, I was like, that was pretty cool. Like, I was proud of myself just not really taking it at bat off and having a plan every time. And obviously the results showed up today, but I was happy with my process, and that's what I was overall most happy about.
I know you talk about not wanting to swing at everything, but you only had three called strikes the whole weekend. Is that a function of you just feeling like you can hit everything right now for your swings at?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of a blessing and a curse. I saw that little like graphic on the iPads after my third or fourth at bat or whatever it was, and I just think it's you want to stay aggressive to the pitches that you're hunting. So and I was able to get some of them this week. So I mean, I don't know how many of those swings or pitches out of the zone, but I think when I'm aggressive and kind of hunting the middle of the zone, that's when I'm at my best.
Awesome. You said something about muscle memory when you take Eovaldi second deck, you know, there, and then maybe even straightaway center. I mean, is it everything just feel right in those swings? Is that the best way to say it, or feel better than it has, or how would you?
I think it's more of like whenever you're in the bat and you're focused on trying to get a good pitch and you know you're seeing what you're seeing, and when you're telling yourself to go and it's showing up, I think that's what's the best feeling. It's like swinging at a good pitch, one, and two, it's like being on time for it and knowing that like you said, the mechanics and stuff were there without, you know, truly having to think about anything and then it showing up where you want it to. Like I said, it's the best feeling.
Anything else? All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.